We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Im Nimshecha Seudas HaBoker Ad Shehigia Zman HaMincha. If one was eating the second meal until Mincha time, Yafsik HaSeuda, they should stop their Seuda in the middle, V'yivarech Birkas HaMazon, bench, V'yitol Yadav, wash again, V'yivarech Birkas HaMotzi, V'yisod, make the HaMotzi and eat another meal, continue eating that meal anew, which will count as Shalosh Shuddos. V'nachon Hadavar, this is the appropriate act, Sheim Lo Haya Osa came, because if he did not stop in the middle and bench, Me'achar Shenimshcha Sudas HaBoker at Osa Shah Lo Hayachol Lechol Achar Kach Elachila Gasa. Since the second meal had lasted so long, one would not be able to eat the Shalosh Shuddos later, because it will be an Achila Gasa, since they will be so full from the meal they are eating currently. The Rama adds, "Avol Mishia Odesh Efsher Lechol Achar Sheis Bala Mincha Matzibor Loyasa Shuda Shlishes Kodem Mincha Miuim Asa Yatsa." As we said earlier in the earlier sif, if one knows that they're able to eat after Mincha, then they should save Shalosh Shuddos until after Mincha, and it would appear that they will be hungry and have room to eat that Shalosh Shuddos. However, if they eat it before Mincha, they are Yotze B'diyav. The Mishnah Berurah states that even though the Mechaber said that one need just stop eating, bench, and then wash again, really one should get up, take a little bit of a walk in order to be mafsik between the two meals. And if you remain in the same place, then you are not Yotze Shalosh Shuddos because it is considered to be one Suda. However, the Beis Yosef says that one should not be Dorish Barabim to tell people that they should stop in the middle of their Suda, because some people might not realize, and they will actually stop before Chatzos, then wash, then bench, and wash, and start what they think is their third meal, but they won't be Yotze, because it will actually be before Chatzos, when you are not Yotze Shalosh Shuddos. Even though one might think that this would actually be an issue of causing a bracha she'ina tzricha, since you don't really need to stop your Suda in the middle, and then bench and wash again, the Mishnah Berurah says that this isn't being gori bracha shein etzricha, since this is actually what is needed al pi din. Al pi din, one needs to eat Shalosh Shuddos on Shabbos, and the only way they will be able to eat Shalosh Shuddos is if they stop their meal in the middle, and those brachas are that which need to be made, so it is not considered to be a bracha shein etzricha. We find a similar comment of the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah says that if one uses the bathroom and then they are going to have a suda, have some bread, so when they wash their hands after they have used the bathroom, now there is really no need to wash their hands before eating bread because their hands are clean. So therefore, one should get their hands dirty, touch a makom hamechuser, touch their shoes, in order to be mechayev, to obligate themselves a new washing for the bread. And it would not be considered being gorim, a bracha sheina tzricha, to be gorim, a new al netil sedaim that you are now going to make, since that is what is required al pi din, it is okay to do so. Sif Dalet. Ein tzarech lekadish besuda shlishis, aval tzarech levtzoa al shtei kikaros. One is not required to make kiddush before they eat shal shuddos, but there is a requirement for lechem mishnah. The Rama adds, v'im soed harbe pam b'shabbos tzarech lekol suda shtei kikaros. Every suda that one eats on Shabbos, even if they eat more than three sudas, requires lechem mishnah. Lefachos lo yi elo besuda shlishis, pachos mikikar echad shalim. If one does not have two rolls, then they at least need one complete roll for Shalosh Shuddos. And since it is okay b'dieva to just have one complete roll, it has become the minhag for people to have one whole roll for Shalosh Shuddos. But it is best to have two. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously, if you don't have a whole roll, then you should at least have some bread, even a piece, for Shalosh Shuddos. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes from the Tikkuni Shabbos, who says that even though one is not required to make Kiddush at Shalosh Shuddos, they should have some wine during Shalosh Shuddos. And the Shaar Tzion says it is to be Yotze the day of the Rambam, who says that we require wine at all three meals.